Welcome to Waypoint Real Talk, where we discuss real estate and your home. Let's get started with your hosts, Aaron Shishilla and Austin Hines.
And welcome to the Waypoint Real Talk podcast. My name is Aaron, and with me today we have an awesome guest. We have Brad DeMint from Greenleaf Title. Welcome, Brad.
Hey, good to be on here, Aaron. Great to thanks for inviting me on the show.
Yeah, of course. So today you're going to be talking about some personal development stuff, things that are going to help agents and anyone in their life excel in their career. So can you kind of give an introduction to what we're going to talk about and your background?
Yeah, so my name is Brad DeMint. I'm 20 years old, actually, which is a funny thing to throw out there at the beginning. And it's, you know, I grew up in the business. My dad actually owns the title company that I work for. So my whole entire life, I've been really just, you know, learning personal development and just constantly fueling my brain. And I have a podcast called How to Win with Brad DeMint. I love it. You know, I'm on a mission to inspire millions of people and just, change the world every single day.
So you do this for real estate agents within the title company, is that correct?
Yeah, so, you know, the title insurance is my main thing that I do. I'm a title guy, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and building relationships, I love what I do. I just go out there and meet people. I'm the account executive for Greenleaf Title. And the podcast is really for anyone. It's called How to Win with Brad DeMint. And, you know, I really love just sharing things that I've learned that have helped me win along the way and along my journey to try to help as many people win that I come across.
Awesome. So I know we have some great bullet points here and how to get started in real estate. People get started, they think, oh, it might be easy, or the first 6 months is really, really tough. They're just trying to get their first sale. But the first bullet point you have here that you want to mention to these people is thinking bigger. So what do you mean by thinking bigger? I mean, I guess they're just trying to get their first sale, right? Or anybody, they're just trying to get their first career.
Yeah. You know, I think that a lot of people think small. Even if you're thinking, you're thinking bigger. A lot of people think small. And you know, you got to realize that life, we have so much things to do in life, right? And I read a book called The Magic of Thinking Big when I was younger. I was 18 when I read this book. And it really talks about just thinking big. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, if you're going through life and you're just thinking about what's right in front of you or what's happening right now, it's hard sometimes to think about the bigger picture, right? And thinking about, you know, with me, I have huge goals. And, you know, some people think I'm crazy when I talk about my goals, when I talk about eventually owning a sports team, when I talk about, you know, how I'm going to be speaking on stage and some of the people that I'll be on stage with. People are like, man, you're crazy, right? But it's because I think big. And the reason why I think you guys should do that in your business and what I do in my business is because you start to build confidence. The bigger you think and you start to take action and you start to accomplish these goals, it builds confidence and it helps you out along the way. So I'm really big on thinking big, which sounds kind of funny, but I'm really big on it. And Grant Cardone's a huge mentor to me. I've learned a lot from him. And, you know, he talks about the 10X rule. And in the 10X rule, he talks about, you know, dream big and figure out how you can do it later, right? And it's funny to think about that because some people are scared to think big. But if you think really big and you start to take action and hit these goals, you'll actually accomplish more than you would if you set a small goal just because, that's what you're going for. And I do want to talk about a little bit. Sometimes you do want to set small goals, but, you know, thinking big is really important in life.
So I guess it's like goes along with not being afraid to fail at something, yeah. Shooting really high and not being afraid that, hey, I may not catch this, but I'm still going to be up there wherever
exactly.
That is.
Well, you know, you're going to fail, right? And I think that's important for people to realize. I talk about, I have an episode on my podcast called Why You Have to Fail to Win, right? And the reason why I talk about that is because, you know, at some point in your life, you're going to fail at something. Right. If you're just starting out your new career, you just get your real estate license, you're not going to be closing as many deals as the top producer right away. Now, you might, but in reality, you're probably not. And you're probably going to, you know, it's going to be a lot of learning curves and you're going to go through and you're going to fail a lot. But you have to use that failure to win. And it's really important to do because, you know, I have a friend, Mikey C. Rock Sirocco, and he talks about using setbacks and turning them into rocket fuel. And, you know, that really, you know, I learned that from him. And I really think that's important because if you use your setbacks as rocket fuel and you just, you know, use it to fuel you and win, it'll help you out a lot. And just realizing that you're going to fail and you just got to keep moving forward.
I think we're going to need like a reading list from this guy.
Yeah, no, I have a lot of books that I've read. And, you know, one thing, you know, I'm really into personal development. You know, it's really fun for me. I go to a lot of events. I read a lot of books. Some people think it's crazy, me being 20 years old, being so into personal development. But it's just because, you know, I know that I'm the future and I know that eventually I'll be, you know, be on stage and inspiring people. So I'm just learning as much as I can. And we'll get into that when I talk about always be learning here in a little bit. But, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's so important to do that.
Okay, so then now your next one is not being afraid to ask for what you want.
Yeah.
So can you elaborate a little bit what you mean there?
So don't be afraid to ask for what you want. I think a lot of people, especially people that aren't in sales in the beginning before they get into real estate or it's their first sales job, a lot of people are afraid to ask for what they want when really you'll never get what you want if you don't ask for it. So I learned that when I first started in sales, I used to sell Cutco kitchen knives when I was 17. if you guys know what that is, yeah. A lot of people listening, they're probably like, oh, I used to do that or something.
We had a guest, Don Hill, and that was his first career selling Cutco.
It was my first job too.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized I was really good at sales. But what I realized when I first started was that like I was always never afraid to ask for the sale. I wasn't afraid to, you know, ask the person to do business with me. And I think that no matter what job you're in, now you're in sales no matter what you do, you know, even if you guys aren't in sales, you're in sales, right? but, you know, I started to realize that you're never going to get what you want if you don't ask for it. So, you know, and I'll talk to a lot of customers sometimes that are in real estate or in the mortgage business. And, you know, sometimes they'll always tell me, they're like, man, you're never afraid to just ask to do business. And like, and I like that, you know, and I'm very grateful my job in the title business. I mean, you know, I'm basically selling to salespeople, you know, which is really fun for me because a lot of people appreciate it when I follow up and do certain things. And, you know, it's cool. It's kind of not even that much of a sales job. You know, it's really just if you like me and do business with me, that's how sales works too. But I'm never afraid to ask somebody to do business with me. And I think that if people do that in their life, it'll help you out a lot, you know. And I talk about one of my mentors, Brad Lee. He's a really great guy if you guys don't know him. You know, he was talking about you can't be afraid to ask for a sale that you weren't going to get anyways, right? And, you know, he talked about that, and I was thinking about that. Like, you didn't have the sale anyway, so why are you afraid to ask for it? And so that was just something, and that can be with anything, even if it's not in sales. If you're afraid to ask a girl out or something, just, you know, just ask for it, right? Just because you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And I think that's so important to just ask for whatever you want, and you'll never get it if you don't ask for it.
Isn't there like a formula for real estate, like the amount of door knocking you need to do or calls you need to do until you actually get a sale?
Yeah. You know, I don't know the exact number off the top of my head, but you're going to get a lot of no's in sales and business. I mean, you're always going to get no's, right? And I think that that's what scares people away. A lot of people don't like rejection. And in sales, you have to have that tough skin of your people are going to tell you no. But then it gets to a point where sometimes you like it when somebody tells you no. You like when you get an objection you have to overcome. So, you know, it's almost like a game, right? And I think that a lot of people take life so seriously and they don't have fun with what they're doing. You know, I really have fun with what I do, you know, and that's why I'm more passionate about what I do every single day. So when I get an objection, sometimes I'll smile because then I just have to figure out it's like a game, you know, it's like a puzzle you're trying to solve. And that's the way that I look at it. So.
Kevin Hart went on Joe Rogan's podcast, and they talk about how life and everything you do is just a game. Everything is just talking about reaching the next level. So you start a family, and that's the next level. You get a promotion, that's the next level. And each one along the way, there's going to be new challenges, like a new boss that you're going to encounter along the way that you're going to have to beat. So if I guess thinking about life that way, it just makes it a lot more easier to handle.
It's like a game, you know, and have fun. A lot of people play games to have fun, right? And, you know, obviously there's some things in life you got to take seriously, but I'm just saying that, you know, it is like a game and just have fun with life.
Right. So now your third point, always be learning. Success leaves clues.
Yeah. So, you know, always be learning something. I had a podcast about that too. And I touched on that a little bit earlier about all the personal development that I get into. You know, and my dad is one of the biggest mentors in my life. And he's the reason why I can talk about some of the things I'm talking about at such a young age, is because my dad really, you know, he's been training me since a young age. And I read Think and Grow Rich when I think I was like 13. And, you know, I was listening to Tony Robbins. I was listening to A.L. Williams. I didn't know why I was doing some of this stuff at a young age. I really didn't. You know, I was like, and then there's like different things my dad would have me do. And, you know, there's funny stories about I was selling mulch on the playground, and I was like, and I was like coloring mulch. And then I had a problem one day, and I was using chalk, and the chalk was coming off, and people wanted the refund. So I sat down with my dad, had my first business meeting, and I was like, I need to make my customers happy. You know, this isn't working out the way that I wanted it to. So, you know, came to the conclusion that if I used marker, it wouldn't come off. And, you know, I saved all my customers and, you know, sold a lot of mulch on the playground. But, you know, part of that, though, I've always learned from my dad. But he always taught me to learn from other people. And I learned that from Tony Robbins, too, when he talks about, you know, success leaves clues and stuff like that, is they really do. And you have to learn from everyone that you talk to and have an open mind, right? I don't believe in just learning from one person. I believe in learning from a lot of people, right? So you've probably heard me say already on this podcast, my mentor, you know, different mentors that I've had, and it's because I learned from different people, and that has helped me a lot. I don't just look at one person and follow everything they do, even though some people will give you that advice. Some people will say, well, just follow it, because, you know, it is a fact that if you follow what one person's done and you do what they do, I mean, usually it will happen, right? You don't have to reinvent the wheel, but that's what I'm saying. If you learn from multiple people, that's how I came up with one of my quotes, trust the process, but don't waste your time. And one of the reasons why I came up with that is because I heard Gary Vee talk about trusting the process and patience, everything like that. And then Grant Cardone was like, don't waste your time, man. You don't got a lot of time. You don't have a lot of time. And I'm like, all right, there's got to be like a balance in between those, right? You know, you got to trust the process, but you can't waste your time. And I thought about that. I was like, trust the process, don't waste your time. And if I were to just listen to Gary Vee, and, you know, he's just talking about trust the process and patience, but I didn't realize that you don't have a lot of time, focus on what you're spending your time on. Trust the process, but don't waste your time. And it's because I have that, you know, it's like a perspective change, right? I'm like learning from different people. I don't just learn from one person. And I can learn the same thing from a millionaire. I can learn some other things from a homeless person. Right? So, you know, it's interesting way to look at life is that you can learn something from everyone you talk to. Now, it could be you can learn what not to do, but you can learn something from every single person you have a conversation with. And that was something that I learned at an early age. And I live my life that way, to just always be learning. Always, I look, you know, I have a goal to learn something new every single day. And it could be something that might not even, I don't know why I'm learning it, you know? I know all this sports stuff that I don't know why I know, but, you know, always learn something new every single day.
So learning or taking in what you learn, and then you have a vision board.
Yes.
So how do you set your goals, or how do you set your visions for the future?
So yeah, so I'm glad you mentioned the vision board, and I have it right next to my desk. I look at it every single day, and what I have on my vision board is I have a lot of my big goals and my small goals. And, you know, I wanted to talk about that a little bit earlier. I can go into that now. Is you want to balance it between the small goals and the big goals. I talked earlier about thinking bigger, right? And if you look at my vision board, you know, I have pictures of a Rolls Royce that I want to drive, a yacht, different things like that. I have owning a sports team, things like that, that some people, the average person looks at that and they're like, dude, you're crazy, right? But you got to be a little crazy to accomplish the things you want to accomplish. But then I also have smaller things, like, you know, become the top producer at my company, which it's already happening, which is great. I love it. it's really cool. If you guys don't have a vision board, when you start to accomplish things on your vision board, it's a really cool feeling. But I have places that I want to travel. And I'm traveling in February. I've never been to Vegas. I know that's a cool thing. It's not like that hard of a thing to do. But I have on my vision board, like, go to Vegas, right? You know, and I have some different small things because you have to add up the small wins, because there's a thing that I learned And there's the science of achievement and the art of fulfillment, right? And if you just focus on the science of achievement, just achieving all the time, you're going to burn yourself out if there's no fulfillment. But if you just focused on being fulfilled all the time, you're not going to achieve anything. So when I put those, there's like a balance in between it of the art of fulfillment and the science of achievement. So you have to, you know, have fun, like I was talking about earlier, and you have to achieve things. So if you're just setting these huge goals, and that's why a lot of people will tell you not to think bigger. Oh, well, let's start here. Start with the small goal. The reason why they say that is because if you only have big goals and you're not accomplishing anything, I personally believe that it will wear you down a little bit. You're going to be like, man, I feel like I'm going to accomplish this, but I'm not. But, you know, I think that if you start, like, if you add these small wins and you go up there and you're like, okay, well, I want to do this. I want to make this certain amount of calls this day. And then when you do it, you get really, you know, you're like, hey, I did that. That feels good, because it builds your confidence. So I think that adding the small wins and then adding it up, then you get to the bigger wins and it just keeps going. But that's why on my vision board and goal setting, that's how I accomplish those things, is that I add the small wins that add up to the even bigger wins, and then you just end up winning even bigger. I have another quote. It's called win the day, win the month, win the year, win your life, and then you'll do a lot more than win. Because, you know, I talk a lot about winning. My podcast is about winning. We talk about winning here on this show today, and a lot of people, when they talk to me, I talk about winning. But the reason why you want to win is because then life is about more than winning. You know, life's more about just you. And that's something that I'm very passionate about. I love to help other people. That's what I'm on a mission to do. And, you know, that's why I love what I do, because I help people every single day. But, you know, when you win, life becomes more about winning. And if you listen to this right now, think about that a little bit. I thought about that one day, and I'm like, you know, once you win, life's more about winning. And that changed my perspective on a lot of things.
So, talking about the setting the small goals and the big goals, the small wins add up. That was your, I guess, third to last point, right? And then you have trust the process, don't waste your time. Do you want to backtrack a little bit and talk about how that ties into setting your small goals and ending up with your big goals?
Yeah. So, trust the process, but don't waste your time. When I came up with that, I was in a spot where I felt like I was wasting my time, right? Mm-hmm. It was before I got into the title business. I was actually a store manager. I was running the sales team at a phone store. And, you know, I was very comfortable. And I was making money. You know, I'm running the sales team. I was 19 years old. And, you know, I did a lot of things, but I wasn't really passionate about what I was doing. And I knew that wasn't where I wanted to be. You know, I knew that wasn't what I wanted to do. And even though I was more successful than some people around me, I really wasn't successful. And, you know, I realized that, and I'm like, I feel like I'm wasting my time. You know, I feel like I'm sitting here going to work every day and I'm not loving what I do. And so I'm like thinking, I'm like, trust the process though, like I'll get where I want. But I wasn't really taking action towards my goals. I wasn't doing the things I really needed to do. So, I wrote that down in my phone. You know, I was listening, like I said, I was listening to Gary Vee, I was listening to Grant Cardone. And I remember putting in my phone, trust the process, but don't waste your time. And, you know, sometimes in my podcast, if you guys ever listen to my show, a lot of that, I'll be somewhere talking to someone and I'll just start thinking and I'll just start writing a bunch of stuff on my phone. But that's what I did in this point of my life. And I realized, like, what can I do to not waste my time? What are some action steps that I can take to get to where I want to go? So the whole trust the process, don't waste your time, is that you do have to have patience, right? You're not going to become successful overnight. Anyone that's an overnight success, it took them a long time to get there. There's not really an overnight success, right? And, you know, you look at the top producers in any industry, in real estate, mortgage business, whatever it is, you know, a lot of those people, they had to put in the work to get to where they want to go. And it didn't happen overnight. But they didn't waste their time. They took action. They took action now. You know, the best time for them was now. And that's something that I really figured out, is that you have to trust the process. You know, I know some of the stuff I talk about, you know, I'm not going to own the Rays tomorrow, right? I'm not going to own a sports team tomorrow. But if these small action steps I take each day, is you know, really shaping me into being the person that I need to become to be where I want to be. And if I don't waste my time and I focus, you know, like right now I'm young, right? I'm 20 years old. And, you know, there's a lot of young people in the business. And even if you're older, you still have a lot more time than you think. But, you know, you get older every single second. So don't waste your time doing something that you aren't loving what you're doing and not passionate. But also don't waste your time not going towards your goals and not going towards accomplishing your dreams.
So what would you recommend? Two follow-up questions I think I have here, and then we can kind of conclude, which are, how does someone find your passion? And then I'd be really interested to know, you have this vision board to own a yacht and to get a sports team. Where do you see your path is to get there?
I love it. So I think, you want me to answer the first question first, right?
Yeah.
So
we found out like how you found your passion, right? And it kind of just seemed like you knew it from the start, right?
Yeah.
You just didn't know that you knew it because you were selling mulch, right? And then 13 years old, you're reading Think and Grow Rich, and now you're here. So how do other people find that within themselves?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I don't think I found my passion when I was selling mulch on the playground, right? I don't think I found my passion when I was in high school either. I think that the way you find your passion is by trying a lot of different things and really figuring out what you like to do. Before I got, you know, it was funny, before I got into sales, I did like hard labor work. I went out one day with one of my friend's dads. I don't really consider it my first job because I went out there for like one day, and out in the Florida heat, it's not a good thing to do. We were like laying down pavers and I was like digging holes. I realized that hard labor work wasn't my thing, you know? And when I got into sales, I realized I was really good at that. But my first few sales jobs weren't what I, you know, really wanted to do. And I knew I was passionate about sales. But, you know, even, you know, once I got in the title business, I realized that I really loved what I do. Now, I know my dad owns the company and I've always learned from him. But I realized when I was out there doing what I was doing that I was passionate about it. There was just more like, you know, nobody had to tell me I had to be at work at a certain time. I was just doing it, right? And I think that that's what happens. I mean, I tried a lot of different things. You know, I worked at a real estate school. I did a lot of different things to get to where I'm at now. And really, you know, that's how you find your passion, is trying a lot of different things. And it might change, right? You know, you might figure out that you're meant to do something else. Something might just happen one day and you're like, you know what? Maybe I'm not meant to do that. My passion, you know, what do you really want to do? And listen to what your heart tells you. Get out of your head and get into your heart. And I think that's how you find your passion.
So then what's your pathway to get to you or achieve your vision board?
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because there's a lot of things on my vision board. And I know that some of the things I mentioned are some of the materialistic things and stuff like that. That's not all of it's about, but everyone likes stuff like that, right? And I think the pathway to that is, you know, eventually I'll be speaking on stage and putting on events and traveling the world. And it's cool because I'm a title guy and not many people in the title business are doing that. And a lot of people tell me that it's a little unique. But eventually I'll be investing in real estate and doing things like that. And I think it's just going to be a lot of not giving up and keep moving forward and learning from people. And I think that's my pathway, and really learning from people who have done what I want to do, and picking their brains of how they did it and learning how I can do it too. So I think that's my pathway. You know, I definitely think that investing in real estate is the way to go. I think that's a way to, you know, really build wealth. And, you know, I love the title business. Eventually I'll work my way up to owning the company. And, you know, I really just think that, like I said earlier, is just really learning, you know, success leaves clues, learning from the people that have done it before me and not trying to reinvent the wheel, but, you know, just being passionate. And I think that a lot of the things will eventually come, and I'll help millions of people along the way.
That's awesome information, man. I really appreciate you coming out. I know that Austin's really excited for this podcast. I think we're going to launch it next Friday, so stay tuned for that. But there's also going to be a blog portion. So everybody that's listening into the actual podcast audio itself, there's going to be a written version on our website that you can go and read and take notes to if you'd like. But Brad, thank you so much for coming. Where can people find you? What are you, like, your Instagram? Is that the best place?
Yeah, so thanks for having me on. My Instagram is winwithbraddemitt. It's win with underscores behind it, but winwithbraddemitt. You know, look me up on Facebook, LinkedIn, all that stuff. Just search Brad DeMint. You can go to braddemitt.com as well, too. And I have my podcast on there. I have my podcast on all platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Anywhere you guys listen to podcasts, I'm on there. Just search How to Win with Brad DeMint, or just search my name, Brad DeMint. I'd love to connect with anybody. Please feel free to reach out, and I'd love to help you any way that I can.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Have a good one.